The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter Number 5, Text Number 1, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on September 30th, 2011, in Tartu, Estonia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Zirashabhavacha Nayang deho deha bhajang niloke Nayang deho deha bhajang niloke Kashtan kaman arhate vidbhujang ye Kashtan kaman arhate vidbhujang ye Tapau divyang putrakayena sattvam Tapau divyang putrakayena sattvam Shuryad yashmad brahma saukyam tvanantam Shuryad yashmad brahma saukyam tvanantam. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Vrishabhadev told his sons, "My dear boys, of all the living entities who have accepted material bodies in this world, one who has been awarded this human form should not work hard day and night simply for sense gratification, which is available even for dogs and hogs that eat stool. One should engage in penance and austerity to attain the divine position of devotional service. By such activity, one's heart is purified, and when one attains this position, he attains eternal blissful life, which is transcendental to material happiness, and which continues forever." In this verse, Lord Vrishabhadev tells his sons about the importance of human life. The word dehabhak refers to anyone who accepts a material body. But the living entity who is awarded the human form must act differently from animals. Animals like dogs and hogs enjoy sense gratification by eating stool. After undergoing severe hardships all day, human beings are trying to enjoy themselves at night by eating, drinking, having sex, and sleeping. At the same time, they have to properly defend themselves. However, this is not human civilization. Human life means voluntarily practicing suffering for the advancement of spiritual life. There is, of course, suffering in the lives of animals and plants, which are suffering due to their past misdeeds. However, human beings should voluntarily accept suffering in the form of austerities and penances in order to attain the divine life. After attaining the divine life, one can enjoy happiness eternally. After all, every living entity is trying to enjoy happiness, but as long as one is encaged in the material body, he has to suffer different kinds of misery. A higher sense is present in the human form. We should act according to superior advice in order to attain eternal happiness and go back to Godhead. It is significant in this verse that the government and the natural guardian, the father, should educate subordinates and raise them to Krishna consciousness. Devoid of Krishna consciousness, every living being suffers in this cycle of birth and death perpetually. To relieve them from this bondage and enable them to become blissful and happy, bhakti yoga should be taught. A foolish civilization neglects to teach people how to rise to the platform of bhakti yoga. Without Krishna consciousness, a person is no better than a hog or dog. The instructions of Vrishabhadeva They're very essential to the present moment. People are being educated and trained to work very hard for sense gratification, and there is no sublime aim in life. A man travels to earn his livelihood, leaving home early in the morning, catching a local train and being packed up in a compartment. He has to stand for an hour or two in order to reach his place of business. Then again, he takes a bus to get to the office. The office, he works hard from 9 to 5, then he sleeps. He takes 2 or 3 hours to return home. After eating, he has sex and goes to sleep. For all of his hardship, his only happiness is a little sex. Yan maitanadi griyamedi sukham itu cham. Bhagavatam 7.9.45. Rishabhadev clearly states that human life is not meant for this kind of existence, which is enjoyed even by dogs and hogs. Indeed, dogs and hogs do not have to work so hard for sex. Human beings should try to live in a different way and should not try to imitate dogs and hogs. The alternative is mentioned. Human light is meant for tapasya, austerity, and penance. By tapasya, one can get out of the material clutches. When one is situated in Krishna consciousness, devotional service, his happiness is guaranteed eternally. By taking the bhakti yoga, devotional service, one's existence is purified. The living entity is seeking happiness life after life, but he can make a solution to all his problems simply by practicing bhakti yoga. Then he immediately becomes eligible to return home back to Godhead, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, janma karma cha me divyam evam yo viti tatvataha chaktva dehang punar janma naiti mam meti sorjana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vidam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha.
So, if we told the ordinary person that you need to undergo some suffering in order to advance in spiritual life, what would he say?
Ja kui me räägime, et tavaline inimene peab tegema läbi erinevaid askeese selleks, et edasi jõuda vaimses elus, mis te selle peale vastate?
Suffering? I don't want to suffer.
Kannatada. Ma ei taha kannatada.
If spiritual life means I have to suffer, I don't want spiritual life.
Kui vaim elu tähendab seda, et ma olen kannatama, siis mina ei taha vaimset elu.
But doesn't earning a university degree also mean suffering?
Aga tegelikult näiteks, et saada ülikooli kraadi, kas see ei tähenda ka kannatuse läbielamist?
There's so much suffering when it goes to earn a university degree.
Nii palju kannatusi peab inimene läbi tegema, et saada ülikooli kraadi.
Ask any student in the university. There's a lot of suffering involved in getting a degree.
Küsige iga tudengi käest ülikoolis ja nad ütlevad, et palju kannatusi peab läbi tegema.
There's tons of suffering they have to go through to get that degree.
Tonnide kaupa kannatusi peab läbi tegema selleks, et saada kraadi.
So why do they do it?
Aga mis nad seda teevad?
Because they get some benefit at the end.
Sellepärast, et nad lõpptulemasena saavad mingit kasu sellest.
So one has to be intelligent.
Inimene peab olema arukas.
And understand, what is my ultimate benefit?
Ja ma isa, mis on minu lõplik kasu?
Even it means I have to undergo some suffering now, if it gives me a much better result at the end, it's worth it.
Isegi kui ma pean praegu mingisuguse kannatuse läbima, lõpptulemusena saama sellest palju suurema kasu.
That is called Shreya and Preya.
Selle nimi on Shreya ja Preya.
In Sanskrit language.
Sanskriti keeles.
Preya means it's immediately enjoyable.
Preya tähendab seda, et see on koheselt kättesaadav, koheselt nauditav.
And Shreya means it's ultimately enjoyable.
Ja Shreya tähendab, et see on siis lõplikult, lõpult nauditav.
Shreya is instant pleasure.
Shreya on siis kohene nauditav.
Shreya means I have to suffer now, but in the end I'll get a much bigger pleasure.
Shreya tähendab seda, et ma kannatan praegu, aga lõpuks ma naudin palju, palju suuremalt.
So the animal, he just thinks about his immediate pleasure.
Loom, tema mõtleb oma kohesest naudingust.
But a human being, he can understand how to can regulate himself now to get a greater pleasure in the future.
Aga inimene mõistab, kuidas reguleerida ennast kohe ja nüüd ja praegu, et saada hiljem suuremat kasu.
Therefore, Vrishabhadeva is making a distinction here.
Seega, Vrishabhadeva teeb erinevust.
He's saying, my dear boys, do not imitate the dogs and hogs that eat stool.
Ütle, mu kallid poisid, palun ärge imiteerige koeri ja sigasid, kes sööd välja heitid.
You should do some tapas, some penance.
Peaksid sooritama tapad, ehk siis askeese.
To achieve the divine position of devotional service.
Et saavutada pühendunud inimese jumaliku positsiooni.
So what are those penances?
Mis on need askeesid?
Rising early in the morning.
Hommikul vara tõusmine.
Chanting the prescribed number of rounds on the Japa Mala beads.
Korrates ette määratud arvu ringe Japa Mala helmestel.
Giving up mundane activities.
Loobudes materiaalsetest tegevustest.
Taking up the regulated principles, no illicit sex.
Võttes vastu reguleerivad printsiibid.
No intoxication.
Ei mitte mingisugust illegaalse seksuaalelu.
No meat eating.
Ei ole lihasöömist.
No gambling.
Ja mitte mingisugused hasart mänge.
These are tapa. These are austerity.
See on tapas ja see on askeesid.
So one may say, well, I can't handle it.
Mõni võib öelda, ma ei suuda sellega hakkama saada.
Is it too difficult for me?
See on minu jaoks liiga raske.
Well, then you remain animal, that's all.
Aga siis te lihtsalt elate edasi nagu loomi ongi kõik.
One has to decide whether they want to become a human being or they want to remain animal.
Tulebki inimesel teha otsus, kas nad soovivad jääda loomaks või saada inimeseks.
Well, animal life is more comfortable for me, so I would just remain animal. But actually, to become Krishna conscious, that is the most comfortable position. It may be uncomfortable now. Everybody else is sleeping this morning. I got up at 3 o'clock. It wasn't very comfortable to wake up at 3 o'clock.
Kõik magasid täna hommikul, aga mina tõusin kell 3 ülesse. Ei olnud üldsegi mugav üles tõusta kell 3.
I didn't feel like getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Ma ei tunnud, et mul on soov üles tõusta kell 3 hommikul.
It was tapa, it was austerity.
Aga see oli tapa, see oli askees.
But I did it.
Aga ma tegin seda.
Because I know I must do this.
Sest ma tean, et ma pean seda tegema.
It is the order of my spiritual master to rise early in the morning.
See on minu vaimsõpetaja juhendus, kui tõusta hommikul varajasse.
And I've accepted a spiritual master because I want to become liberated from this material existence.
Ja ma võtsin vastu vaimsõpetaja selleks, et ma tean, et ma soovin vabaneda, sest ma...
I want to become a pure devotee of the Lord.
Ma soovin saada Jumala puhtaks pühendunuks.
So in this way we have to understand what it means to do austerities.
Ja niimoodi peame mõistma, mis tähendab, et sooritada askeese.
We should not shy away from austerities.
Me ei tohiks nagu hoida eemal askeeside sooritamisest.
They are a great blessing.
Nad on suur õnnistus.
Described in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, austerity is the wealth of the Brahmins.
Bhagavad Gita's Krishna ütleb, askees on brahmanate rikkus.
Can you imagine that?
Kas sa kujutate seda ette?
For the Vaishya, wealth means money, 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 money.
Vaishya kaupmehe jaoks rikkus tähendab raha, 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 raha.
For the Kshatriyas and Shudras also, the more they have money and power, for a Kshatriya it's power, you see. The more he becomes a powerful politician, that's his opinion.
Kshatriya jaoks on see võim. Rohkem ta mõjukas poliitik, seda rikkam ta on.
But the Brahman, he wants to become more and more austere.
Aga Brahman, tema soovib olla rohkem ja rohkem askeetlikum.
He wants to reduce more his eating, his sleeping, his mating and defending.
Ta püüab rohkem vähendada oma söömist, magamist, paaritumist ja kaitsmist.
The more he feels attached to eating and sleeping, he feels he's spiritually impoverished.
Mida rohkem ta on kindlunud söömisesse ja magamisse, seda rohkem ta tunneb, et ta tegelikult jääb vaesemaks.
And the more he becomes detached from eating and sleeping, he feels himself to be wealthy.
Ja mida rohkem ta siis suudab eemalduda söömisest ja magamisest, et rohkem tunneb, et ta on rikkam.
You know how much the Goswamis would sleep?
Kas teate, kui palju Goswamid magasid?
1.5 hours, that's it.
1.5 tundi, see on kõik.
And how much they would eat?
Ja kui palju nad sõid?
Practically nothing.
Praktiliselt mitte midagi.
If they get hungry, they would go beg a chapati from some householder and that's it.
Kui nad said näljaseks läksid mõne siis majapidaja juurde ja lihtsalt kerjasid sealt ühe chapati.
They were in this stuffing themselves, you know, full of prasadam and sleeping half the day. They were into that.
Nii on niimoodi, et nad toppisid ennast prasadi täis ja siis magasid pool päeva.
They wanted to hear and chant about Krishna.
Nad tahtsid kuulata Krishnast ja korrata Krishna nime.
24 hours a day.
24 tundi päevas.
And write books also.
Ja kirjutada samuti ka raamatuid.
Expounding the science of bhakti.
Arendades või jagades bhakti teadust.
So many volumes of books of Goswamis have given us.
Nii mitmeid kõige raamatuid Goswamid on meil annud.
So we should develop this mood of the Goswamis.
Peame arendama Goswamide meeleolu.
Not artificially.
Mitte kunstlikult.
It's not that we're saying, okay, now, Prabhus and Matajis, 1.5 hours of sleep and that's it.
Me ütleme, et Prabhud ja Matajis, 1.5 tundi magata ja kõik.
No, gradually.
Ei, järg-järgult.
Gradually become more and more detached from eating and sleeping.
Et järg-järgulliselt püüdke eemalduda söömisest ja magamisest.
In the beginning, Prabhupada told the boys at 26 Second Avenue to eat as much as you can.
Et alguses siis New Yorkis Srila Prabhupada ütles nendele poistele, kes siis olid tulnud seda templisse, et sööge nii palju kui võimalik.
That boy Stryadish, Prabhupada would feed him 20 chapatis.
Ja Prabhupadis toitis poissi saan, et ühele poissile 20 chapatit.
Prabhupada gave all encouragement to the boys to become attached to prasadam.
Ja Prabhupada innustas kõiki poisse, et nad täiesti kiinduksid prasadi.
But then he told them not to eat so much.
Aga mingi aegast ütles, et ärge nii palju sööge.
So, Umapati Prabhu, he was a little disturbed. But Swamiji, you told us to eat as much as we want.
Mahabhudi Prabhu ütles, et aga Swamiji, et te ütlesite meile, et me peaksime sööma nii palju, kui me tahame.
And now you tell us to restrict our eating.
Ja nüüd ütlete meile, et me peame nagu natuke reguleerima oma söömist.
Prabhupada said, you didn't have any trouble following the first order.
Prabhupada said, aga esimest juhendust teil poldi raske järgida.
So the point is, our attachment is to follow the order of the spiritual master. That's the point.
Aga meie eesmärk on järgida vaimse õpetaja juhendust. See on eesmärk.
That's the real point.
See on tegelik mõte.
The spiritual master says, eat until you pass out, you do them.
Ja kui vaimne õpetaja ütleb, et söö nii palju, et lihtsalt ära kustud.
He says, just take enough to keep body and soul together, you do then.
Ja kui vaimne õpetaja ütleb, et söö nii palju, et lihtsalt hoida keha hinge koos, siis teed
see. That's called being equipoise.
Ja see tähendab, et tolla siis nagu tasakaalukas.
If I can please the spiritual master by stuffing myself with 500 glob jamans, all right, I'll do that.
Et kui ma seda vaimset õpetajat rahuldada, süües 500 glob jamani, siis ma teen seda.
If I can please my spiritual master by taking 1 glob jaman, I will do that. Whatever I can do to please him.
Ja kui ma tean, et õpetaja rahuldamiseks on vajalik võtta ainult 1 glob jaman, siis ma teen seda.
My godbrother Giri Raj Maharaj, when he was a brahmachari, he was with Prabhupada in India.
Ja minu vaimne vend Giri Raj, tema oli brahmachari koos Prabhupadaga Indias.
And he was thinking, I had to become an austere brahmachari.
Tema arvas, et ma pean minus võrst sama skeetlik brahmachari.
It was practical also, because in India it was very easy to get sick and get, you know, dysentery and be really sick from eating too much.
Ja tegelikult Indias oli see ka väga vajalik, sellepärast, et Indias on liigses söömises väga kerge jääda haigeks, saada dysenteria ja muud haigused.
So, Prabhupada was doing this, the life membership preaching. They would go to the homes of wealthy Hindus, but they'd be served these lavish feasts.
Ja Prabhupada siis neil oli see life memberi, ehk siis nagu eluliikma programm, ja nad käisid erinevate hindude kodudes, kus siis tehti suuri pidusööke.
And Giri Raj was sitting just next to Srila Prabhupada.
Ja Giri Raj istus Prabhupada kõrval.
He wanted to show Prabhupada that he was being a good austere brahmachari. He wasn't taking any sweets.
Ja ta tahtis näidata siis Prabhupada, et ta on väga askeetlik brahmachari, et tema mitte mingid majustusi ei võta.
But then the gentleman whose house they were having the feast, he wanted He was trying to convince Giriraj that you take this sweet. He was saying no. He kept saying no, you should take.
Ja siis see härrasmees, kes seda pidusööki korraldas, tema siis püüdis veenda Giriraajit ikka. Võta see maiustus.
So then Prabhupada told Giriraj, you can take a sweet to please an old man.
Ja Prabhupada ütles, et Giriraj, sa võid võtta vastu ühe maiustuse selleks, et seda vanat meest rahuldada.
So the point is to be attached to the spiritual master's order, that's all.
Mõtlen selles, et olla kiindunud vaimusõpetaja ühendusse.
That is a satisfaction for the disciple.
Vaat see on siis rahulolu õpilase jaoks.
If I can simply please my spiritual master.
Kui ma suudan lihtsalt oma vaimset õpetajat rahuldada.
I mean maybe very attached to something.
Ma võin olla mingi asjas väga kiindunud.
But if by giving that up I can please my spiritual master.
Aga kui ma saadan sellest loobuda ja saan rahuldada, ma võist õpetajat.
And that is a greater attachment.
See on veel suurem kingimus.
So actually the disciple has one attachment and one attachment only.
Ja õpilasel on tegelikult ainult üks ja ainult üks kingimus.
Simply wants to please his spiritual master.
Ja lihtsalt soovib rahuldada, ma võist õpetajat.
He can take any austerity, it doesn't matter.
Ta võib võtta vastu üksik, mis sõguses keesi, vahet pole.
However, he can please his spiritual master.
Aga mis iganes sa teeb selleks, et rahulda vaimset õpetajat.
Just like Srila Prabhupada was given the order to spread Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world.
Just nagu Srila Prabhupada sai juhenduse, et jutustada Krishna teadust ingliskeelt kõnelevas maailmas.
He could not imagine how that could ever be done.
Ta ei suutnud ette kujutada, kuidas seda on võimalik teha.
It was an impossible austerity.
See oli võimatu askees.
But still, because his spiritual master wanted him to do this,
aga siiski, kuna tema aine õpeta tahtsite seda teeks.
He embraced this as his very life and soul within his heart.
Ta võttis vastu selle koma elu ja hinge.
His whole life was dedicated to pleasing his spiritual master in this way.
Kogu elu oli pühendatud sellele, et vaimse õpetaja ühendust täide viia.
So this is the mood we have to learn from this verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Ja see on siis see meeleolu, mida me peame selles Bhagavatami värsest õppima.
We have to learn how to give up the mood of sense gratification.
And peame õppima seda meeleolu, et kuidas tõusta kõrgemale meelte
nautimisest. Voluntarily accept hardships.
Kuidas siis vabatahtlikult võtta vastu raskusi.
For becoming Krishna conscious.
Selleks, et saavutada Krishna teadus.
And for giving Krishna consciousness to others.
Selleks, et anda Krishna teadus edasi teistele.
This like myself and my wife, we're traveling all over the world.
Just nagu nii, nagu mina ja minu abikaasa me reisime üle kogu maailma.
And there are so many hardships.
Nii palju raskusi.
Every time a different arrangement, we have to every time different arrangements for the deity worship, different arrangements for how will we take, where will we stay, the prasadam. Every time there's so many problems getting the proper arrangement.
Et alati on nii palju erinevad raskusi, me peame korraldama korraliku jumalaste teenimise prasaadam, seal kus me ööbime, nii palju probleeme tegelikult.
We could just stay at our ashram in Texas, because everything is already there. All the arrangements are there, unless you worry about it.
Me võiksime jääda ju lihtsalt oma ashramas in Texases, kus tegelikult kõik mugavused, kõik asjad on olemas.
But still, for the sake of pleasing Srila Prabhupada.
Aga lihtsalt selleks, et rahuldada Srila Prabhupadat,
for the sake of helping the fallen souls of this planet to become Krishna conscious.
Ja lihtsalt sellel eesmärgil, et aidata neid langenud hingi selles maailmas, et aidata neil jõuda Krishna teaduseni.
We're accepting this hardship of traveling and preaching all over the world.
Võtame vastu selle raskuse, et reisida ja jutustada üle kogu maailma.
And as soon as we do this,
ja nii pea, kui me seda teeme,
as soon as one is willing to take hardships for the sake of pleasing Krishna,
ja niipäe kui inimene on valmis võtma raskusi selleks, et rahuldada Krishnat.
Then you experience a pleasure which is much greater than the so-called pleasure of not taking on any suffering.
Ja siis inimene kogeb palju suuremat naudingut, kui ta võiks saada sellest, et näiteks ei võtaks vastu need askees.
In other words, keeping yourself in a comfortable position in this material world.
Teises on öeldes, püüdes hoida ennast mugavas positsioonis selles materiaalses maailmas.
Avoiding all austerities.
Püüdes vältida igasugused askeese.
Is actually a very, very uncomfortable position.
On tegelikult väga, väga ebamugav positsioon.
That means you're a sitting duck for Maya Devi.
Tähendab seda, et oled istu part Maya Devi jaoks.
That means you're susceptible to death.
See tähendab seda, et olete väga vastuvõtlik surmale.
You may feel very comfortable.
Te võite tunda ennast väga mugavalt.
And your material happiness.
Oma materiaalses õnnes.
But that is described by the great sages as Maya Sukaya.
Aga suured targad kirjeldavad seda nimega Maya Sukaya.
That's illusory happiness.
See on illusoorne õnn.
It may appear to be very nice.
See võib tunduda väga tore.
But actually it's a very dangerous position to be in.
Tegelikult see on väga ohtlik positsioon, milles viibida.
To maintain the position of being an enjoyer of this world.
Et see on väga ohtlik hoida meelte nauti ja meeleolu selles maailmas.
So kindly give up this mood of being the enjoyer.
Nii et palun lahkelt loobuge sellest meelte nautimise.
Don't try to be an enjoyer of this world.
Püüdke olla nautija selles maailmas.
Simply try to be the servant of Krishna.
Lihtsalt püüdke olla Krishna teine.
Do whatever Krishna wants.
Mis iganes Krishna soovib.
Just like Lord Jesus.
Just nagu Jeesus.
The night before he was nailed to the cross.
Päev enne, kui ta löödi ristile.
He could foresee what was coming the next day.
Ta oli võimeline nägema ette, mis järgmine.
And he wasn't very enlivened about it.
Ta ei olnud eriti innustanud sellest.
Tomorrow I'm going to be nailed to a cross.
Homme lüüakse mind ristile.
So he was praying.
Ta palvetas.
My dear Father in heaven, if you can let this not happen, that would be very good. He said, if you can let this cup pass from me, if this will not happen to me, that would be very good, my dear Father.
Oh, minu taevan isa, kui sa saab teha niimoodi, et seda asja ei juhtuks minuga, siis oleks väga hea.
But if it's what you want, I surrender to it.
Aga kui see on see, mida sina soovid, siis ma alistan sellele.
Can you imagine the austerity? Tomorrow you're going to be tortured and murdered. You're martyred. That's tomorrow, Prabhu, you're going to be tortured and murdered.
Kujutage ette askeesi. Prabhu, homme teid võetakse kinni ja teid piinatakse ja teid tapetakse.
That's what he was facing.
Aga see oli see, mida tegelikult tema
But he was saying, you know, if this will not happen, that would be very good, but if that's what you want, my Lord, I surrender to it.
Aga ta oli selles meeleolus, et kui seda juhtu, väga hea, aga kui see peab juhtuma, kui see on see, mida soovid Jumal, siis...
Christ is the greatest example of someone who surrendered to the will of God.
Ja Jeesus Kristus on parim näide inimesest, kes on alistanud Jumala tahtele.
Similarly, Haridas Thakur.
Samamoodi, Haridas Thakur.
Being beaten in 22 marketplaces.
Kui ta peksti 22 erinevas...
These are great examples of perfect Vaishnavas.
Tegelikult need on näited täiuslikest Vaishnavatest.
Who are willing to take all suffering for the sake of the fallen conditioned souls.
Kes on valmis võtma igasugused raskused selleks, et aidata langenud hinge.
But actually that suffering isn't really suffering at all, it just appears to be suffering.
Tegelikult selline kannatus ei ole üldsegi kannatus, vaid see tundub lihtsalt olevat kannatus.
As soon as one accepts the principle of surrendering to Krishna.
Nii pea, kui inimene võtab vastu selle printsiibi, et alistada Krishnale.
It becomes ecstatic.
Siis tegelikult kõik muutub ekstaatiliseks.
It's like it's ecstatic for me to be traveling and preaching all over the world. It's very ecstatic.
Minu jaoks on see väga-väga ekstaatiline reisida ja jutlustada üle kogu maailma.
I don't have to just come. I could just stay in Austin.
Tegelikult ma ei peaks ju tulema näiteks siia. Ma võiksin jääda Austinisse, Texasesse.
But by taking this austerity, I taste much more nectar than just by staying in Austin.
Aga võttes vastuse askeesi, ma kogen palju suuremat nektarit võrreldes sellega, kui ma jääksin Austinisse, Texasesse.
So, the insider's secret is, the more you can take suffering for the sake of pleasing Guru and Krishna, the more you become ecstatic.
Nii et saladus siis seisneb selles, et mida rohkem suudate võtta vastu raskuse ja askeesi selleks, et rahuldada Gurut ja Krishnasse rohkem ekstaatilisemaks te muutute.
Just like going out every day on some kirtan, it's an austerity.
Näiteks. See, et iga päev minna sankirtana, see on askees.
But by surrendering to that taste of going every day on sankirtan.
Aga alistades sellele maitsele, et minna iga päev sankirtana.
You experience a taste which is beyond this material world.
Te kogete maitsed, mis on väljapool seda materiaalset eksistentsi.
So therefore do not shy away from austerity.
Seega, ärge häbenege askeese teha. Ärge püüdke sellest eemalduda.
Take up the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Võtke vastu Jumal Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mission.
Do what is ever necessary for pushing forward this Krishna consciousness movement.
Tehke kõik see, mis on vajalik et edasi viia seda Krishna
and you're going to feel really good every day.
Ja siis te tunnete ennast
every day will be a really good day.
Iga päev on teile hea päev.
Doesn't matter what's happening in the material world.
Vahet ei ole, mis materiaalses maailmas toimub.
If you have this mood of sacrificing for the place sake of Guru and Krishna,
kui on see meeleolu, et te olete valmis tegema ohverdust Guru ja Krishna jaoks,
you'll be transcendentally situated.
Siis te saavutate transcendentaalse positsiooni.
As we studied yesterday in Tallinn, Brahmasukha Prishtam.
Just nagu meile Tallinnas õppisime.
You'll be situated in transcendental happiness.
Et inimene saavutab transcendentaalse õnnepositsiooni.
Relishing the sweetest pleasure at every minute.
Nautides kõige magusamat õnne igal hetkel.
So you want that sweetest pleasure every minute?
Kas tahate seda magusat õnne kogeda igal hetkel?
You have to give up the pleasure of sense gratification.
Te peate loobuma meelde nautimise soovi.
I don't need this illicit sex meeting, intoxication and gambling.
Mul ole vaja selle kaas seksuaalelu, lihasöömist, uimastavaid ained ja saart mänge.
My happiness will be pleasing Guru and Krishna from now on, not all this nonsense garbage like the crows.
Et minu eesmärk on rahuldada Gurut ja Krishnat, mitte proovida seda prügi nagu mingisugused varesed.
Okay, I can ask now if there's any questions.
Kas ma võin küsida teilt, kas on teil küsimusi? So I have this kind of question that accepting this voluntary suffering, for example, if I don't accept this voluntary suffering of like rising early, chanting 16 rounds, following the regulated principles and so on, then the material nature will put me like forcibly in some other situation where I have to undergo suffering anyway.
That's right.
That's true.
That's correct. So one, if I don't accept voluntarily take the suffering, the question is the material nature will force me to suffer another way. The answer is yes. You have to suffer anyway. So why not suffer for the pleasure of Krishna?
Et mida siis materiaal looduskaste siis sunnib mind igal juhul neid kannat mingil muul viisil kannatusi kogema ja vastus on jaa. Et miks mitte siis võtta vastu vabatahtlikult askeese, sest muidu materiaal loodus nii kui nii paneme, et kannatama. Et parem siis nagu võtta vastu kannatusi Krishna heaks.
You have to suffer either transcendentally or materially. You must suffer.
Et te peate igal juhul kannatama, kas transcendentaalselt või materiaalselt. Igal juhul peab kannatuselt tulema.
So the intelligent person says, well, then I will suffer transcendentally.
Ja aruks inimesed, et las ma siis kannatan transcendentaalselt.
Which ultimately means I won't suffer at all. It just appears to be suffering. This is confirmed by Srila
Prabhupada.
He said in this Krishna Consciousness movement, you cannot find any point of all that you can say, Swamiji, this point is troublesome.
Ja tegelikult ei leia mitte ühtegi sellist asja, mille kohta te võiksite öelda, oh Swamiji, vaat see asi nagu kuidagi nagu mingi probleem on sellega.
Prabhupada said, it is susukam, it is simply recreation.
Ja Prabhupada ütles, see on lihtsalt susukam, see on lihtsalt selline jõudes olek.
Our program is to have fun 24 hours a day.
Ja meie programm on siis lõbutse 24 tundi ööpäevas.
We like to party.
Meile meeldib pidu panna.
We are the Sankirtan party.
Me oleme Sankirtana pidu.
We're having a big party 24 hours a day.
Suuri video 24 tundi ööpäevas.
Is it? So that's a fact. Voluntarily embrace the suffering.
Et vabatahtlik võtta vastu see kannatus.
And is no longer suffering.
Ja see tegelikult ei saa olema enam kannatus.
I didn't want to go out on book distribution. I thought it would be very unpleasant.
Et ma ei tahnud minna raamat levitama. Mõtlesin, see on väga ebameeldiv.
But I surrendered to it in the order of the spiritual master.
Aga ma alistusin ja läksin palistusin vaimseõpetaja ühendusele.
And then I realized it was the ultimate nectar.
Ja see mõtlesin, et see on täielik ja ülim nektar.
It was so sweet, I became addicted to it.
See oli nii magus, et ma muutusin sellest sõltuvusse.
Is it? In this way we have to understand.
Ja sellisel viisil me võime seda asja mõistma.
Any other questions?
What is proper way to minimize eating and sleeping? What is proper way how to minimize eating and sleeping?
Oh, okay. What is the proper way to minimize eating and sleeping?
Mis on sobiv viis siis nagu minimaliseerida söömist ja magamist, küsib Damodar Prabhu.
The proper way to minimize eating is to take only Krishna Prasadam and nothing but Krishna Prasadam.
Ja parim viis siis minimaliseerida söömist on võtta ja süüa ainult Krishna Prasadam ja mitte midagi muud.
You've now conquered your tongue, you've minimized eating.
Et näed, sina oled juba oma selle keele alistanud, te olete minimaliseerinud seda söömist.
And the proper way to minimize sleeping is sleep only as much as you need to engage in Krishna service.
Ja see, et miinimum magamist sooritada, et see tähendab seda, et magad ainult nii palju, kui teil isiklikult on vaja selleks, et teha Krishna teenimist.
Only sleep for service, don't sleep for enjoyment.
Et ärge magage naudinguks, magage teenimiseks.
When I was in the university, we had one boy in our dormitory. We used to call him the bear.
Mina olin ülikoolis, siis meie ülikoolis oli üks, noh, meie selles ühikasel üks poiss, kelle nimi oli Karu.
Because every weekend, he would go to sleep on Friday night and he would get up like on Saturday afternoon.
Sest, et poiss oli selline, et läks siis pärast lõunat või läks ühesaga reede õhtul läks magama ja kusagil pärast lõunat
he would think if I can sleep for 24 hours then I can really enjoy you see
ja ma ütles niimoodi et kui ma saan 24 tundi magades ma tõsiselt naudin
so we shouldn't be like that trying to enjoy by sleeping
et me tegelikult ei tohiks olla sellised et me püüame nautida magamist
a devotee thinks sleep is death
et pühendunu mõtleb et surm või magamine on surm
I'll take what I need, but I don't want more than that. Even if you want to take a nap, it's okay too. Prabhupada said them. Prabhupada called it a snap. I don't know what he meant, but you could say short nap. I don't know. Prabhupada called it, he said, if you're sleepy, take a snap.
Ja see nii, et Prabhupada ütles siis ingliskeeles niimoodi, et kui te olete unised, siis tehke uinak, et noh, see on nagu ingliskeeles ükkas sõnade mäng, et mitte nap, vaid snap.
Not too much, just enough to refresh.
Et see on mitte liiga palju, aga lihtsalt selleks, et nagu värskendada ennast.
So you take whatever sleep you need for your service, take whatever prasadam you need to do your service.
Et võtke nii palju, magage nii palju, kui vaja teenida, sööge nii palju, kui vaja teenida.
Don't eat more than you can easily digest.
Et ärge sööge rohkem, kui te võrreld selle, kui te suudate seedida.
For I ate so much and now I have to sleep for 36 hours just to digest it.
Et ma sõin nii palju, et ma olen 36 tundi magam, et seedida seda kõik.
Yes.
If you are in if you are a guest in someone's house and they don't give you prasadam according to what's required, then we should not say anything.
Shouldn't
we say anything? That depends. It depends on the situation.
It depends on the situation.
You were asking that if somebody offers us not enough prasadam?
No.
If somebody is not offering prasadam?
Yeah.
Can't make it. These sort of things cannot be generalized. It depends on the situation.
I'm saying the person who is not given prasadam, not proper the prasadam, then they should not mention anything, or they just should remain quiet and tolerate. That's my question.
Depends on the situation.
Et küsimus siis selline, et kui olete kusagil külas, et teile ei anta prasadamit, et mida siis teha? Aga see on väga individuaalne, sõltub olukorrast, ei ole üldistavat juhendust, et see sõltub olukorrast.
If that person is one student, then one would train them what is the proper way to feed the guest. It depends on it depends on the relationship and the situation. You can't generalize such thing.
If somebody is a guest in someone's house.
It depends on what the relationship is between the host and the guest. It depends on the relationship.
Sõltub, mis suhe siis on selle, kes võtab vastu ja kes on külas. Sõltub, mis suhe nüüd on, sõltub sellest, mis hakkab toimuma.
Any other questions?
Et kas on veel mingisuguseid teisi küsimusi?
Yeah.
I would want to ask that for devotees of Krishna, for us, like, you know, trying to become devotees of Krishna, what kind of austerities besides chanting like required number of rounds, following the four regulated principles and rising early and say taking only Krishna prasadam, what kind of other austerities besides that would be necessary and required?
Doing whatever the other austerities are to do whatever is necessary for pushing forward the Krishna consciousness movement.
Mm. Et siis küsimus on mul selline kurul, et meie kui Krishna teadvused, noh, me oleme pühendunud, püüame saada pühendunuteks Krishna pühendunuteks, et lisaks sellele, et me kordame mingi ettemäärtud arv ringe, järgime nelja printsiipi ja võtame ainult Krishna prasadamit nagu toiduks, et lisaks sellele, nagu mis askeese peaks veel sooritama ja kuru vastab, et me peaksime tegema kõike, mis on vajalik selleks, et edasi lükata Krishnase liikumist.
Questions more? Everyone satisfied? Yeah.
I have another question. That I have seen from the lives of certain devotees that they have accepted, accepted a lot of austerities, and after some years they have, like, let's say, break down. They break down dried out. Then the thing is that how should a person, if a person, for example, has had an experience of trying to accept more austerity, but somehow or other has taken on more austerities or has tried out, then how can this person be inspired how can he find the balance again after having this experience of being fried, yes, that's the word, being fried.
Mm.
Because then,
so if one has done great penances and austerities but has now lost their enthusiasm, how can they regain it?
Yes.
Well, the thing is, we have to one can do penances and austerities in the mood of Hiranyakashipu also.
Et küsimus on selline, et ma olen näinud erinevaid pühendunuid, et kes on võtnud vastu palju askeese, aga pärast võib-olla mõnda aastat on nagu läbi kõrbenud.
For enhancing one's position in this material world.
Et küsimus on see, et mis moodi siis nagu leida see tasakaal ja kuidas saada entusiasm tagasi, kui inimesel on see kogemus, ta läbi kõrbenud, et mis moodi siis nagu jätkata askeesidega. Kuru ütleb, et võimalik on teha askeesega Hiranyakashipu meeleolus, et saada lihtsalt paremat materiaalset positsiooni.
One can do penances and austerities, but the motive, instead of pleasing Krishna, was the motive of becoming, enhancing my position in this world.
Et inimene selle asemel, et motiiviks on rahuldada Krishnat, on tal motiiviks see, et arendada teha paremaks oma materiaalne positsioon selles maailmas.
It's like Gandhi did so many austerities to try to drive the British out of India.
Just nagu Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi, tema tegi palju askeese selleks, et inglased Indiast välja ajada.
So austerity outside of pleasing Krishna is a waste of time, actually.
Tegelikult askeesid väljaspool Krishna teadus on aja raiskamine.
So one may want to show himself as being a great tapasvi, a great practicer of austerities for the sake of name and fame.
Keegi võib tegelikult askeese teha ka selleks, et olla siis nagu suur tapasvi, et suur askeeside sooritaja, lihtsalt selleks, et saada kuulsust ja olla märgatud.
That's the person who will burn out.
See on see inimene, kes kõrbub läbi.
Because name and fame doesn't satisfy.
Sellepärast, et see materiaalne kuulsus ja selline tähelepanus ei rahulda.
That I want to be recognized in the society of devotees as an austere brahmachari.
Et mina tahan siis pühendunud kogukonnas olla tunnustatud kui askeetlik
brahmacharya. Or a very, very renounced householder.
Või väga, väga loobunud majapidaja.
I want to be recognized, you see.
Et ma tahaksin olla nagu siis...
They're not doing it to please Krishna.
Et nad ei tee seda selleks, et rahuldada Krishnat. Et see ei ole...
They're doing it for their own name and fame.
Et nad teevad see lihtsalt oma kuulsuse nime.
Such austerities will not live.
Tegelikult üks askeesid ei pea vastu.
When one does everything for the pleasure of Krishna.
Aga kui inimene teeb kõike Krishna rahuldamiseks.
Austerity will naturally be there.
Et siis kui ta teeb kõik Krishna rahuldamiseks, askees saab niikuinii olema seal.
The instruction of Vrishabhadeva was tapo divyam.
Et siis Vrishabhadeva mõte sai selles, et tapo divyam.
He didn't say just tapa, he said tapo divyam.
Et ta ütles tapo divyam, mitte lihtsalt tapa.
Do you do tapa for the sake of pleasing Krishna?
Et te tehke askeese selleks, et rahuldada Krishnat.
Not for any material purpose.
Mitte materiaalse eesmärgi nimel.
Hiranyakashipu was very, very austere.
Et Hiranyakashipu oli väga-väga askeetlik.
For what purpose?
Aga mis eesmärgiga?
For power, that's all.
Mis ei saada võimu.
Look at the austerities that Hitler did.
Vaadake need askeese, mida Hitler tegi.
For power.
Võimu nimel.
Every politician does so many austerities to get power.
Iga poliitik teeb palju askeese selleks, et saada lihtsalt võimu.
They give up their eating and sleeping also.
Nemad samuti loobuvad oma sellest söömisest ja magamisest.
Even they give up can be using the toilet comfortably.
Et isegi nad loobuvad selleks, et mugavalt tualetti kasutada.
They wear a little bag to collect their urine inside their trousers.
Et isegi kasutavad siis sellist väikest kotti, et oma pükse sees siis koguda seda uriini.
Did you know that?
Kas see ole nii?
Yeah. For the sake of the campaign, they can go on for hours with the campaign, drinking water, then just passing urine inside their little bag in their pants.
Et siis on niimoodi, et nad saavad lihtsalt oma selle kampaania käigus tunde ja tunde lihtsalt seal rääkida. Niimoodi, saad joovad vette, siis ei peagi toaletis käima, lihtsalt kõik kogu.
This is how they can go on campaigning for hours and hours and hours with not even a break to the bathroom, you see.
Ja niimoodi, et ei peagi toaleti jaoks aega kulutama, lihtsalt paned tunde ja tunde edasi.
So many austerities they are doing.
Nii palju askeesi nad teevad.
For their own name and fame.
Oma kuulsuse.
So devotees who are doing austerities for their own name and fame, that is called Raja Guna.
Tegelikult kui pühendunud teevad oma edu või oma kuulsuse nimel, siis askeesis on Raja Guna.
And what happens to Raja Guna?
Ja mis juhtub siis Kire Gunaga?
It becomes transformed into Tamaguna. When you burn out, that's when your Raja turns into Tama. Prabhu, I'm really burned down. That means your Raja turned into Tama. Now you don't want to do anything. You just want to sit in the Brahmacharya ashram. Not do anything. That means your whole austerity was in the mud of passion. Now you've lost your enthusiasm. You don't want to do anything. So what's the solution?
Aga mis on siis lahendus?
You have to connect yourself with the mud of goodness. That's the solution. You have to do austerity for the sake of pleasing Krishna. Don't give up your passion.
Ärge loobuge oma kirest.
But utilize your passion in a sattvic way.
Aga rakendage oma kirge sattvilisel, vooruslikul viisil.
And then you will never burn out.
Siis te mitte kunagi kõrbe läbi.
That means you're doing austerity for the sake of pleasing your spiritual master. You're doing austerity for the sake of pleasing Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna.
Te teete askeesi selleks, et rahuldada Jumal Chaitanyat.
Then it doesn't even feel like austerity anymore.
Siis tegelikult ei tundu olevat askees enam.
The devotees would go out of the airport and do 100 books, big books in one day.
Ja näiteks pühendunud käisid seal, levitsid lennujaamades ja 100 suurt raamatut levitsid päevas.
Facing so many austerities.
Nii palju askeese pidi nad läbi elama.
But it was the sweetest nectar. They just felt like they were dancing, singing and dancing the whole day.
Aga see oli kõige magusam nektar, et tundsid, et nad lihtsalt laulavad ja tantsivad kogu selle aja.
And they couldn't wait to get up and go out the next morning again.
Ja nad ei suutnud oodata, et järgmine päev, et kunas tuleb saeg, ma saan jälle minna levitada.
After as little sleep as possible.
Ja pärast väga-väga pisikest uneaega.
So any other questions?
Kas on veel teisi küsimusi?
Yeah.
Sometimes I see that some devotees they think my spiritual master is the spiritual master, other is like an ordinary person. So what do you say about that?
So our question is that sometimes a devotee, well, my spiritual master I will treat with great respect as a spiritual master, but other spiritual masters, they're just like ordinary devotees. But she's asked about that, so translate him.
Küsimus selline, et Guru Mahataji ütleb, et mõned pühendunud mõtlevad, et vot minu vaimne õpetaja on selline tõeline vaimne õpetaja, aga teised vaimsed õpetajad teiste kurud, et noh, nemad on nagu tavaliselt pühendunud lihtsalt.
The Shastra states, it is mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that one should honor, respect and serve the godbrothers of your one spiritual master just as they as you would your own spiritual master.
Ja Shastrad kinnitavad, Chaitanya Charitamritas on öeldud, et inimene peab siis võtma vastu ja kohtlema oma vaimse õpetaja, vaimse vendi samasuguse austusega nagu oma enda vaimse õpetaja.
Every spiritual master who comes to Estonia should be treated just like your spiritual master.
Iga vaimne õpetaja, kes tuleb Eestisse külla, ta peab võtma vastu samasuguselt nagu teie enda isikliku vaimse
õpetaja. Well, it's not my guru, he's just an ordinary devotee.
Mitte niimoodi, et see ei ole minu guru, ta on lihtsalt tavaline pühendunud.
I know some of my godbrothers who are very big, powerful spiritual masters, the disciples all over the world. They train their disciples. You must serve my godbrothers even better than you serve me.
Ja ma tean, mul on mitmed vaimsed vendi, kes on väga võimsed, neil on palju õpilas üle kogu maailma. Nemad õpetavad oma õpilastele, et te peate minu vaimseid vendi võtma vastu paremini kui mind.
Not that we only worship my guru, you see.
Mitte, et me teenime ainult minu guru.
You know the meaning of that prayer?
Kas te teate?
Vandeham Shri Guru, Shri Jata Parakamalam, Shri Gurun. That is plural in Sanskrit.
Et siis see palve seal on öeldud Shri Gurun, et see on mitmuses.
I worship my spiritual master, yes, Vandeham Shri Guru, but then Shri Gurun, plural also, the spiritual masters are all worshipped.
See on niimoodi, et ma teenin oma guru ja ma teenin ka guru siil mitmuses.
I mean, it's been shocking to me, I'll be honest.
See on tegelikult šokeeriv olnud minu jaoks, ma olen aus.
Somebody told one of my disciples, told one of my disciples, my initiated disciples in Mayapur.
Keegi ütles minu initiated õpilasele Mayapuris.
Your spiritual master is a married man. How could he be a bona fide guru?
Keegi ütles, et oi, et sinu vaimne õpetaja on abielu mees. Kuidas saab olla autoriteetne guru?
Can you imagine? That's a hatimata, mad elephant offense.
See on täielik hullu elevandi solvang.
He told my disciple that your spiritual master is not even a bona fide guru because he's married. But wait a minute, who was Krishna's spiritual master in the Krishna book?
Aga vabandage. Kes oli Krishna vaimne õpetaja Krishna raamatus?
Who are our pandits? What was the name of Krishna's guru in the Krishna book?
Sandipani Muni.
Sandipani Muni. Was he a married man?
Ja Sandipani Muni ja tema oli abielu mees tegelikult.
I guess Krishna hadn't taken lessons from that devotee in Mayapur. That Krishna, what are you doing taking Sandipani Muni as your guru? Don't you realize that isn't bona fide?
Et siis see pühendunus on Mayapurist läks mõndi siin Krishnale öelda nii, et kuule Krishna, mis on
that devotee in Mayapur, he could have taught Krishna a good lesson. Now, Krishna, you're not bona fide because you took Sandipani Muni as your guru.
Et siis vot see pühendunud siis seal Mayapuris oskan Krishnat õpetada, et kuulad, et sa ei ole autoriteetne, sa võid siis Sandipani Muni võtta vastu.
And also we know in the Vedas there's the seven mothers. Anybody know the seven mothers?
Ja Vedas öeldud siis seitse ema, et kas teate, kes on seitse ema on?
There's the real mother, you took your birth. No, that's the real mother, that's one. And the other mother is the nurse, the one who nurses you, gives her breast milk. Then there's the cow.
Siis on lehm.
There's the earth, there's four.
On siis emakema.
There's the queen.
On siis kuninganna.
And then there is the wife of the Brahman.
Siis on brahmana, naine.
And then there's Guru Patni.
Siis on Guru Patni.
The wife of the spiritual master.
Vaimse õpetaja ema, või naine, abikaasa.
So, we have to learn to see everything through the eyes of the scripture.
Me peame õppima nägema kõike pühakirjade läbi.
Well, my guru is a sannyasi, therefore all gurus have to be bona fide, have to be sannyasis.
Et minu guru on sannyasi ja seega kõik guru peavad olema sannyasid ei ole.
This is This is fanaticism.
See, fanatilisus.
It's not Krishna consciousness.
See, ole Krishna teadus.
Krishna consciousness means to see everything through the eyes of the scriptures.
And Krishna teadus tähendab näha kõike läbi püha kirjade.
So we have to honor all the. We are meant to honor all the spiritual masters.
Seega me peame kõiki vaimsed õpetajaid austama.
They stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the Diksha and Siksha Guru are equal manifestations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Chaitanya Charitamrita on kinnitatud, et Siksha ja Diksha Guru on võrdne Jumala kõrge isiksuse väljendus. Mõlemad on võrdsed.
So if you treat the Siksha Guru as an ordinary man, it's hati mata, a mad elephant offense.
Ja kui te siis suhtute Siksha Gurusse kui tavalisse inimesse, siis see on tegelikult hati mata, see on siis see hullu elevant ehk vaisnava solvamise.
Any other questions?
Kas on veel ka teisi küsimusi?
Yes.
Does it mean then we should... It is said then Siksha Guru can be even dog. So that means then we show... full respect to other all living beings as a guru.
So the question is, it's even said the guru, the dog can be our guru, so we offer respects to all living entities. That's the question.
Küsimus on selles, et nüüd, et isegi koer võib olla meile nagu vaimseks õpetajaks. Mis see tähendab siis seda, et kõiki elusolendid tuleks nagu siis austada.
Yes, you must respect also the dog.
Jah, isegi koer tuleb austada.
But that doesn't mean the dog Siksha Guru is the same category as the guru's godbrother Siksha Guru.
See tähenda seda, et see koer, kes võib olla Siksha Guru, see tähenda, et tema on samas kategoorias kui teie nagu vaimse õpetaja, vaimne vend.
There are different calibers of Siksha Gurus.
See on erinev kaliber, erinev tasand.
And when Chaitanya Charitamrita says the Siksha Guru and the Diksha Guru are equal manifestations of the Supreme Personality of God. It doesn't mean that the dog is an equal manifestation of the Supreme Personality of God.
Kui see tänasele tamrita ütleb, et Siksha ja Diksha Guru väljendused on võrdsed, mis tulevad Jumala kõrgema sisisest, ei tähenda seda, et siis koer on ka Jumala kõrgema isiksuse nagu otsene väljendus.
The point is, any pure devotee has to be honored as guru. That's the point.
Mõte on selles, et igat puhast pühenelt tuleb võtta vastu ja austada kui guru.
The dog is not a pure devotee.
Aga koher ei ole puhas pühendus.
He's a pure rascal.
ta on puhas lurjus.
If you walk by, he barks, barks, barks.
Et kui te lähete mööda, siis ta haugub.
And he passes stool.
Siis igale poole siis...
From that stool you can catch diphtheria.
Ja siis igast haigused.
He's contaminated.
Koher on must.
He's a botheration, you see.
Koher on üks segav tegur.
That's a different thing.
See on teine asja.
Any other question?
See on veel teisi küsimus.
Et me oleme noored ja meil on kõigedal vanemad veel elus. Ja? Mm-hmm. Ja kui näiteks tuled vanemate juurde ja vanemad on lihasööjad ja noh, okei, okay, need eraldi teevad sulle toitu või noh, taimetoitu ja noh, me ei saa keelduda. Mm. Ja siis kuidas käituda... Noh, kas me peame nendele jutlustama või noh, kui peame, siis mis viisil?
Mm-hmm. So, Alexander Prabhu is asking that if one's parents are meat eaters and they receive us in their house by cooking vegetarian food separately for us, and then the thing is that how should we act? Should we also try to preach them about vegetarianism?
Tell them. What I would recommend is this.
Mis mina soovitan on see?
Tell them, my dear parents,
ma kallid vanemad.
I appreciate so much your willingness to cook for me. That's very, very kind of you to do that.
Ma seda, et minu jaoks tahate kokata.
The diet I follow is not only vegetarian, but it's also called Krishnatarian.
Et see dieet, mida ma järgin, see ei ole lihtsalt taimetoitlus, vaid see on siis nagu selline kristatoitlus.
So I'll be very happy to take your cooking.
Ma oleks väga õnnelik võtta vastu teie kokkamine.
But I had to teach you that we all bring set up a little altar in the house and I will teach you how to offer the food to Krishna.
Aga, et vot mina teen sedasi, et ma toon väikse altari ja võin teile õpetada, kuidas seda toitu pakkuda Krishnale.
So if you will cook for Krishna and offer to Krishna, then I'll be very happy to take
20 kuige kokkate Krishnale ja pakute seda Krishnale, siis ma oleks väga, väga rõõmus, et seda süüa sa toita.
That's what I would recommend. Teach him how to offer to Krishna.
Et võt, see ongi see, mis siis nagu teha, et nad teeks see pakusest seda Krishnale.
And then they'll become devotees by just by offering prasadam to Krishna. They'll forget their meat eating someday.
Ja niimoodi siis tegelikult nad nendes saavad pühendunud ja unustavad oma liha söömise.
They'll say, this is so wonderful. We want to do this all the time now. We're going to offer all our food to Krishna and get rid of the meat.
Ja nad ütlevad, et oi, väga imeline. Me tahaks iga alati niimoodi teha ja et loobuma oma lihast.
It means that we can preach for parents. It's normal.
One actually Prabhupada wanted us to cultivate our parents.
Tegelikult kas siis on normaalne jutustada oma vanematele. Prabhupada tegelikult soovis, et me aitaksime kultiveerida oma vanemaid.
Prabhupada wanted that every in America we have Back to Godhead magazine.
Ameerikas on meil siis tagasi Jumala juurde ajakiri.
Prabhupada wanted that every parent that all the parents of all the devotees should be given subscriptions to Back to Godhead magazine.
Prabhupada tahtis, et iga õpilase vanematele, et nad saaksid siis selle ajakirja tellimuse, et nad hakkasid ajakirja koju saama.
He wanted us to make our parents at least friendly to our movement.
Ta tahtis vähemalt teha niimoodi, et iga õpilase vanemad oleksid vähemalt sõbraliku suhtumisega meie liikumisse.
So, should invite your parents to come to the temple.
Ja peaksite kutsuma oma vanemaid templisse.
Give them some prasadam.
Anda neile prasadamit.
Tell them about Krishna.
Rääkida neile Krishnast.
And thank them for giving my dear mother and father, I wanted to thank you very much for giving me this human body. You have greatly blessed me by giving me this human body. Because in this human body, one can realize God. So I've been very fortunate to get the greatest gift of Krishna consciousness. And because I feel so much indebted to you as being my parents, I want to share this Krishna consciousness with you.
Ja kuna ma tunnen väga suurt tänu tunnet teie suhtes, ma olen teie võlgane.
Please open your hearts and try to understand what is this Krishna consciousness.
Seega palun avaga oma süda ja püüdke mõista, mis on see Krishna teadus.
In Sanskrit language, the word for son is putra.
Sanskriti keeles siis poeg. Poeg, see nimi on putra.
You know the meaning of putra?
Kas tead, mis see tähendab putra?
It's like there's mantra and there's putra.
Et siis on olemas siis mantra ja on siis putra. Et mis see tähendab?
Put means hell.
Put tähendab põrgu.
And putra is one who delivers from hell.
Ja putra on see, kes vabastab põrgust.
So the son, he is meant to deliver the parents from hell.
Ja poeg on siis mõeldud vabastama oma vanemaid põrgust.
So if you are the real putra, you will deliver your parents.
You make them Krishna putra, siis te vabastate oma vanemad.
I want you to do that. I want you to make your parents Krishna conscious.
Ma väga, väga tahan, et
that's my order to you. You make your parents Krishna conscious.
They are.
Oh, very good. That's very good. You've already done that. That's very good. Now, the whole family, you should all become initiated disciples.
Everything.
They should have japa, everything. Get the whole family initiated.
Father is not a pure devotee, but mother is very nice. Four principles and 16 rounds.
Oh, very good.
Years, yeah.
Very, very good. That's
my
very
father
nice.
Is sometime one time a month eating meat too. But
keep preaching. Yeah. Keep preaching to them. It's very good.
Et isa ei ole veel puhas pühendunud, aga ema kordab kuusest ringi ja nelja printsiipi juba kaks aastat järgi pea, aga isa siis kord kuus mingi sööb lihtsalt liha, et veel puhas pühendunud ei ole.
So any other questions?
Et kas on veel teisi küsimusi?
If we offer food to Krishna, can we just offer to Gurudeva, to you? Will it be prasadam?
She's asking that if we offer food to Krishna, can we just offer it to spiritual master?
Sometimes, but generally the question is, can we just offer it to the spiritual master? Do we not offer it to Krishna?
Küsimus selline, et kas võime nagu pakkuda toitu vaimse lõpetajale, kas sellest on piisav, et või me peame eraldi pakkuma ikka toidu otse Krishnale?
Actually, simply by offering it to the spiritual master is automatically offered to Krishna.
Ja tegelikult, kui me pakume toidu vaimse lõpetajale, siis automaatselt on pakutud Krishna.
So technically you don't have to offer to Krishna. If you'd offer to your spiritual master, he will offer to Krishna.
Nii et tehniliselt tegelikult... ei pea pakkuma Krishnale või pakkuda oma vaimse lõpetajale, tema pakkub selle Krishnale.
But it's better that you offer to Krishna to offer to say the Guru mantra and the Chaitanya mantra and the Krishna mantra. That way your Guru doesn't have to do the offering.
Parem on teha niimoodi, et te ütlete Guru mantra, Chaitanya mantra ja Krishna mantra. Niimoodi Guru ei pea eraldi pakkuma.
If you only do the Guru mantra, you're saying, okay, Guru Dev, I've said the Guru mantra, now you say the Lord Chaitanya, now you do the other half. You're asking the Guru to help you make the offering.
Siis on niimoodi, et te Guru mantra ja siis edasi Guru, sa ise ütled teisele mantra, et te palutad Guru teeks pakkumis edasi.
But if you will say all the prayers to Guru, the prayers to Prabhupada, the prayer to Lord Chaitanya, the prayer to Krishna, then you've covered everything. The Guru doesn't have to do anything.
Aga kui te ütlete need mantrad, et Prabhupadale, Gurule, Chaitanyale, Krishnale, siis te olete kõik katnud ja Guru ei ole midagi tegema.
So there's a general rule, you should say the Guru Pranam mantras. Lord Prabhupada mantras, the Lord Chaitanya and the Krishna mantra.
Lord Chaitanya,
yeah,
Krishna mantra.
That's how you should offer. But if there's some urgency, there's some situation where there's no time to do so many things, then you can just offer to your spiritual master, it's okay.
Aga kui ei ole aega mingil põhjusel, siis võite pakkuda ainult vaimse lõpetajale.
Whatever you offer to your guru is automatically offered to Krishna.
Et mis iganes pakute oma gurule, automaatselt on pakutud Krishnale.
Any other questions?
See on küsimusi. So, Master Diksha is asking, can one offer Mahaprasadam to guru?
Krishna's Mahaprasad?
Yeah,
of course.
Aga muidugi. A imena vedomati na stakartinka, što li?
Just like in the temple, they serve me the prasadam. It's been offered to Shishi Gornitai.
Näiteks ühesõnaga templis on siis Mahaprasad, eks ole, see on siis pakutud Shishi Gornitaile.
What is the difficulty?
Milles see raskus siin on siis? Et siis ju kurule pakutakse maha prasadi loogiline.
But it's not that you do the offering prayers with prasadam itself, but as far as actually if the spiritual master is physically present, then you give him the prasadam of the deity.
Ei ole niimoodi, et võtate siis selle maha prasadi ja siis nagu pakute palvetega kurule, vaid see on see, et kui kuru on füüsiliselt kohal, siis muidugi eks ole võtate.
Is there any difficulty?
Kas see on mingi raskus või? Ma arvan, et
хочется, когда перед тем, как ешь, все предлагать.
So she's saying that she wants, before she starts eating, she wants to offer this already.
Oh, no. If it's already offered to Krishna, you know, you don't offer to the spiritual master. That's offering it twice.
She is saying that before she takes, she should offer it to the spiritual master.
You're at the temple and they're serving out the Sunday feast. And it's there, the prasadam of Gornitai is right there on the plate. Now she must offer her spiritual master. If I'm physically there in the building, you should make sure that I'm fed first before you take. That's proper mood for a disciple.
Et selles suhtes, et jah, et ütleme, kui mingisugune kuru on füüsiselt kohal, ta on selles samas hoones, ta on templis, siis mõdigi õpilane peaks tegema niimoodi, et seda mingit pidusööki peaks kõrvalt sööma kuru esimesena. See muidugi.
Disciples should always see that make sure the spiritual master has been fed. They should, instead of thinking of their own tongue.
Et õpilane peaks mõdigi alati olisiva selles, et vaimne õpetaja saab kõigepealt süüa, ilma mitte, et ta peaks muretada mingi oma keele pärast.
But if I'm not physically there, then you just take it. It's just you can thank the spiritual master, my dear spiritual master. Thank you so much for giving me, for making this prasadam available to me. It's by the mercy of your guru, you're getting that prasadam.
Aga kui vanast õpetajat ei ole füüsiliselt kohal, siis lihtsalt inimene tänab guru.
You can thank him, but you don't offer it to him. It's already offered.
Lihtsalt tänab, et ei pea eraldi pakkuma vanast õpetajale.
Shadam can only be offered once.
Et prasadamid sa võid ühe korra pakkuma.
You don't offer it twice.
Ei paku seda kaks korda.
Okay. Anything else?
Kas see on veel teisi küsimusi?
Mul on seda kohdus. Kada guru раздает, например, махапрасад после лекции, да? Но он еще не поел. Этот махапрасад, если съешь, это будет тоже как, не дождавшись того, что гуру еще поел. Вот после лекции гуру раздает
махапрасад.
А ты его сразу съедаешь?
Если кушать такое, если все, пока все он на гуни, это и вот он куни гуру все.
А кушать же не корректно.
Я.
Или лучше его подержать?
И тебя будет.
So she's asking that, for example, the spiritual master is distributing Mahaprasadam, for example, after a program, like giving everybody, handing out. And for example, if a disciple now receives this Mahaprasadam, does disciple have to wait before Guru is eating to eat this?
No. And then you get from your Guru's hand, take it immediately.
See, mida Guruga saate, kohe sööga.
In a real standard way, we see when Prabhupada was given Mahaprasadam, he'll take it little, he will pop it out and then distribute. Oh. But he's not doing that, so it's okay. Prabhupada will take a bit first.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily, but that's what Prabhupada used to do.
It's like he used to hand out all the cookies in Los Angeles. It's not that he took a little cookie and then handed it out. He didn't do that.
Even in when it was a conference room where he was there, he took one melon and then after that.
Yeah, sometimes. Just like when I was in the Pittsburgh airport, myself and Rasamrita Prabhu, we made a very nice fruit salad for Prabhupada. It was an amazing thing. It was Rasamrita's idea. He took a watermelon and he hollowed the whole inside, took all the insides out. It was his shell. And he... He made it like a bowl, and then he put watermelon chunks and cantaloupe chunks and bananas, and made a huge fruit salad inside this watermelon shell.
Et siis oli niimoodi, et tähendab, et tegelikult ongi, et seal, kui kuru seda jagab, siis mõtli kohe vastu sööge. Ei ole nii, et kuru või ilmingimata seda amustama ja siis jagama. Ta mõnikord Prabhupada tegi ja mitte alati, aga ükskord siis Sankarsan Prabhu koos siis oma vaimse vennaga nad Prabhupada tegid siis puuvilja salatit ja oli niimoodi, et võtsis siis arbuusi ja arbuusi tegid seest tühjaks ja siis sinna sisse
some,
tegid salati.
He put some Simply Wonderfuls also in the fruit salad.
Siis oli niimoodi, et nad panid siis ka majustasid nagu sellised komme, nagu need lihtsalt imelised kommid, nad panid ka kommid ja saati see.
So when Prabhupada arrived at the airport in Pittsburgh, there was a big reception.
Nii et kui siis Prabhupada jõudis...
Oh my God!
Puri!
The Siksha Guru has come.
Siksha Guru tuli kohe.
So anyway, Prabhupada, he took just a little pinch off that Simply Wonderful and took.
Ja Prabhupada võttis ühe selle maiustuse sealt salati seest ja hammustas see.
And then the devotees all, of course, they took everyone went for the remnants.
Ja siis kõik õpilased muidugi entusiastlikult võtsid siis neid seda salatit saksid.
But that was different, you see.
Aga see oli natuke erinev.
Prabhupada wasn't distributing the fruit salad to everybody, no. Yeah. He just took a pinch and then the devotees just went for them. That's different.
Et Prabhupada ei olnud niimoodi, et ta võttis ühe tüki puuvilja salatit ja siis läks jagas teistele, vaid lihtsalt võtuke sõi ja siis kõik ise võtsid pärast seda.
So when Prabhupada would take the position of distributing prasadam to all the assembled devotees, not that he would take a little bit first.
Et Prabhupada siis, excuse me.
When he would take the role of handing out Mahaprasadam to all the devotees, and not that he would take a little bit first and then pass it on.
Et oli nii, et Prabhupada siis, kui ta jagas, siis ta jagas kõikidele pühendunutele. Ei olnud niimoodi, et ta kõigepealt ise võttis ühe tükki ja siis hakkas jagama.
Any other questions?
See on veel teisi küsimusi.
I heard from the devotee, but when you cook for Guru Prasadam, you cook Boga, then you offer to Krishna, and then you can taste and think, should I put more salt, more spices? and then you put and then offer to Guru. Hmm. Is it okay?
Actually, when you should offer to Krishna, it should be proper.
Et küsimus on selline, et keegi pühendunu ütles siis nii Gita Prabhule, et et kokkateks ole mingisugust toitu, siis pakute selle Krishnale ja siis saate proovida, kas see on nagu saan soole, kõik on korralik ja siis pakute see kurudega. Et aga tegelikult peab olema nii, et kui te pakute Krishnale, peab olema see toit juba täiuslik.
You want to give Krishna something that's unpalatable?
Kas tahate Krishnale anda midagi sellist, mis pole maitsev?
No, it should be first class for Krishna and first class for Guru.
See peab olema siis esmaklassiline Guru jaoks, esmaklassiline Krishna jaoks.
But if still we are not so good cooks, for example, and can we do like this now? They say so devotees do like this, that they cook for Krishna and they put some on a plate with Krishna, this boga for Krishna, and they put some salt, pepper, then Krishna, I'm sorry, I'm not so expert, please, if there is not enough something, keep put. And then after, maybe, when Krishna took, then we can taste and put some salt.
That could be done, yeah, that's all right.
Et üks võimalus on ka see, et nagu mõned pehened teevad, et nagu võibolla, me ei ole nii head kokkade, siis teeme toidu valmis, ja siis kui me pakume, et Krishna nõudab, elame eraldi sool ja pipar, et siis Krishna saab ise juurde panna. Kas niimoodi võib teha?
If you realize,
võib küll.
After it's offered, you realize, this isn't really good, I better add a little more salt for the spiritual master, then that's all right.
Et kuidas nagu pärast pakkumist nagu tunnet, et ai, et noh, et ei olegi piisavalt
soole. But the best thing to do is just give your spiritual master some salt and let him put in according to his taste.
Ja muidugi veel, parem on see, et annate vaimse lõpetelike, et ta ise paneb soola juurde vastu oma
maitsele. Your taste and his taste may be different.
Sinu maitse ja tema maitse on erinevad.
So let him take according to his taste.
Nii et las siis vaimne õpetaja sööb vastavalt oma maitsele.
Sometimes I remember and recently, I think it was in Bulgaria, we kept saying, always bring some salt with the meal, and devotees just wouldn't get through their heads. They would bring the meal, there'd be no salt, we have to ring the bell, what's going on, you didn't bring the salt. Finally, they learned, every meal, when you serve Guru, you bring salt along with the meal.
Ja Bulgaarias oli see kogemus, et pühendunud tegid süüa, aga mitte kunagi toonud oskas prasaadamiga siis soole. Pidime laadi kelle elistama, kutsume, palun tooge ja lõpuks on saad aru, et iga toidukorraga peab olema eraldi veel sool juures, et saab juurde lisada.
Because if your guru is on a no-salt diet, you know to worry about it.
Muidugi, kui juhuslikult ei guru näiteks ei soola ei sööge, nagu soolavabal dieedil, siis muidugi ei pea sõbast muretsema.
But the standard is, too much salt is not good and too little salt is also not good.
Aga standard on see, et liiga palju soola ei ole hea, liiga vähe soola ka ei ole hea.
That's the example given by Prabhupada.
See on näide Prabhupadalt.
Anything else?
Kas on veel küsimusi?
Yeah.
Gurudeva, how to understand whether you are acting for Krishna pleasure and whether you are acting for your own sense gratification?
So the question is that how should one understand whether one is acting for the satisfaction of Krishna or for the satisfaction of one's own self?
That's why the spiritual master is necessary.
Küsimus on selline, et kuidas saad aru, kas ma teen Krishna heaks või teen enda nagu meelte heaks. Aga siin kuru vastab, et selleks on vaja vaimset õpetajat.
If the spiritual master is pleased by your action, then it was for then Krishna was pleased.
Kui vaimne õpetaja on teie tegutsemisega rahul, tähendab, ka Krishna on teiega rahul.
The spiritual master was not pleased and Krishna is not pleased.
Kui vaimne õpetaja ei ole rahul, tähendab, Krishna ka ei
ole. Your pleasure or displeasure, that doesn't matter.
Teie rahululek ja mitte rahululek pole oluline.
As long as you're thinking about your pleasure, you cannot experience real pleasure.
Nii kaua, kui te mõtlete enda naudingu pärast, tegelikult ei suuda tõelist naudingut kogeda.
If you're always thinking of pleasing your spiritual master, then you will always be pleasing Krishna, and therefore you will always be pleased.
Kui te mõtlete alati selleks, kuidas rahuldada oma vaimset õpetajat, siis saate niimoodi kõige paremini Krishna rahuldada.
Even if it pleases you, that's okay.
Excuse me?
I may think, well, let me sing a beautiful kirtan with some feeling and love that will very much please my spiritual master.
Näiteks mõtled, et ma olen iluse kirtana selle meeleoluga, et see pakub rahutust vaimsele õpetajale.
Of course, I will also be pleased by doing that. The singer will also be pleased by singing a loving way to the pleasure of his spirit. He will be pleased also, but that's all right.
Ja loogiline on, et siis see, kui ma laulan, siis ka mina saan sellest rahuldas, et laulan armastusega vaisõpetajaks.
It's not wrong to do something that pleases you.
Ei ole midagi halba selles, et teha midagi sellist, et mis teid rahuldab.
As long as that's not the purpose that you're doing it for.
Peaasi, et see ei ole asja eesmärk, et te teete seda enda jaoks.
You do what pleases your spiritual master.
Tehke seda, rahuldab teie vaimset õpetajat.
If it pleases you, that's okay.
Ja kui see teile samal ajal ka pakub rahuldus, siis muidugi.
If you can't stand doing it, that's also okay.
Excuse me?
If you hate doing it, that's also okay.
Et kui näiteks vihkate teha seda, siis ka see on okay.
But you do everything for the pleasure of your spiritual master.
Aga tehke kõike oma vaimset õpetaja rahulduseks.
That is perfect Krishna consciousness.
See on täiuslik.
So our time is up. And we thank you all very much.
Täname teid kõiki.
Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Ishri Sankarsana Sri Hari ki jai.